This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live dial toll free as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on air call in line room is available to you. There's actually several of them. Pick whichever one you want over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you do that. Somehow, in the first hour of the show, we went from talking about this fairly detailed piece by Reuters about a Chinese telecom megacorporation that is teaming up with the Venezuelan government to create some sort of control grid ID card that they want to foist upon the Venezuelan people. And then we ended up talking about buying local, and I guess it was when we were talking about Chinese manufacturing, maybe that's what led us into the buy local conversation, which led us into this thing called Plaid Friday. Which, of course, Black Friday is coming up. It's this mega shopping, I don't know if you want to call it a holiday, shopping extravaganza that a bunch of people participate in.
Which has been in decline in the recent years because everyone's buying online.
Right, which they now have a name for that, too, Cyber Monday.
Correct.
And there's also Cyber Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. Black Friday, still being called Black Friday, begins late on Thursday. And then there are some places that they're starting, you know, like Black Friday sales on Wednesday. And yeah.
it's just Black Week, basically.
it's growing.
Yeah.
It's Q4. This is my time of year. Do you realize how many books I've been selling?
You're busy.
Oh, I'm busy. So not only am I, I'm a merchant.
Right.
And then I deliver. I'm a courier. So my Friday, man, after this, I hate holidays. I despise them.
Even though it's big money.
I just sit there. Well, I don't sell as much on the actual day of Thanksgiving because they're all, you know, eaten. But I know that the day after, that's going to be 2.5 days of mail waiting for me to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only going to get paid. I'm talking about the post office.
Yeah.
I'm only going to get paid for one day.
Quit your job.
That's just
if you don't like your job, there's other jobs.
Well, I mean, it's just one day out of the year.
So Plaid Friday, Conan said he'd never heard of it before this year.
Yeah.
It started back in 2009 in Oakland, California, and apparently was adopted in New England in 2010.
All right, so we can talk more about buy local and all the whatever mythology or truth there might happen to be to it. Coming up here, but let's go to the phones first. We've got somebody on one of our Discord lines here. His name is Terms of Service. Where are you calling from tonight, Terms of Service?
Connecticut.
And what do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
China and USA.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear me all good?
Loud and clear. Go right ahead. I'll hold it together, will you? All right, pretty lame. The toll-free number here.
Wait, he waited that long to do just that?
Yeah.
By the way, wow. We didn't notice him.
He wasn't waiting.
He was complaining.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Keep in mind that Ian's got like 8 screens open right now, and I only have the one. I can see Discord. I didn't even see. Discord needs like a bell or something whenever someone goes.
No. It works fine. Look, if you got to wait 20 minutes to get on National Talk Radio, quit your bitching. Okay.
And then just to make some kind of really bad,
I don't know what
bad
he was doing.
Prank call.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It might have been like a piece of cheap plastic from China that makes noises. Maybe like a kitty, a cat toy. And he wanted to, maybe he was actually going to get into something.
So, all right. What were we talking about with this Plaid Friday? I don't even remember if there was any kind of point
buy
in
local,
explaining it.
The myth buy, of buy local. Local.
Right, so the Plaid Friday is the buy local.
It's the alternative
to Black Friday.
So it happens on the same day. And the idea is you go and you spend. If you're going to spend money on gifts, the idea is you go and do it at local shops.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Walmart is right down the road.
They are local. And it's going to be a madhouse.
Right. But, you know, like the philosophy behind the buy local is no. What we mean is small businesses that are owned by people that live in your community. Oh, okay, so like the franchised Applebee's? No, that's not what we mean. You know, we mean locally owned. Yeah. So like
even though local people work at the franchised Applebee's,
right.
And then
local people work at Walmart, yep. Local people work at the yep. big box retailers, but that's not what we mean when we say buy from your neighbors.
And you have local guys like me who sell all over the country.
Yeah. It's clearly something you can poke a lot of holes in. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yes.
But what's behind it is sort of the idea that there's some sort of benefit to spending money locally.
There's also a benefit to international trade.
There absolutely is, like lower prices.
Well, not only that, but, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but the overall global rate of poverty has declined tremendously over the last 40 years. The rate of poverty in China, since they've sort of, you know, entered the international community, if you will, of opening up to, you know, doing more business with, you know, other countries, the poverty rate in China has dropped tremendously.
Wait for their middle class to grow even larger, and they start keeping all of that merchandise they're sending us.
Yeah, I think that, you know, trade is an important thing. I fully support global free trade. I don't think there should be any barriers to it.
Right.
The more freedom we have with trade, the more global, you know, trade that's going on, the better off everybody is together.
But aren't you a libertarian isolationist, man?
No, of course not. No.
You want to build a wall around New Hampshire and secede from the feds?
I want to secede, but no wall, please.
Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah. The more independent control we have, the more local control we have, and local down to the individual. That's what I want to see. I want to see the individual being able to secede from any kind of coercive institution. But I don't say that there's something necessarily inherently wrong with spending money locally. If I'm given the if I have the same opportunity to buy a product from somebody in China versus somebody down the street from me, if all things, you know, considered, it's relatively the same cost. Obviously, it's going to be probably cheaper from China, but then again, I don't have to wait if I go down the street, right?
Right.
So there's some trade-offs. If we were to factor everything in and it were to be about the same, you know, cost, whether we're talking about the cost of my time or the cost of the actual cost of the product,
right.
I'm going to go with the local guy simply because he's down the street. I know who that person is. I know that the effects that spending money locally can have
right.
on a local economy. So they're not necessarily wrong that it, you know, it's good to spend money locally. It's good to do that. It's also good to buy things internationally as well when it's best to do that. So I don't think that you should be living with this, you know, firm rule that everything you buy buys locally, you have to buy locally, and I doubt any of them do either. Simply because, as you pointed out before, Daryl, it's impossible.
Right.
The amount of time you would have to spend researching just to see if there's an option locally.
The local beer store would have to close down just because of the number of imported beers that they sell.
Right. I mean, they import beers probably from Vermont. Well, that would be out, right? Because that's not local.
Here's another way to look at it. So if the savings is substantial, sometimes you can get something online for half the cost of buying of something local. I'm talking about like trinkets and stuff. Usually, if it's a DVD or it's a something at Walmart, usually it's about the same price. But I mean, just think about it. If you can get it for half the price, that means something for $20 you can get for $10. That means you have an additional $10 in your wallet that you could spend locally. You could buy another $10 item off of Amazon
right.
or whatever.
That's why it makes sense to do what's economically
sensible. So it makes us richer as people.
Yes, as an individual, and that ultimately does help the local economy too.
Correct.
If everybody in the local economy is richer because they've been buying outside of the area, then that's also a good thing. So, the best thing you should do is whatever the best thing in the moment is whether or not it's, you know, buying from China or buying from India or buying from three blocks down.
And if there's anybody listening that, you know, is one of the, you know, hardcore supporters of buy local, please call in and tell me exactly what local means. 855-453.
Where do you draw the boundary?
Right.
For it.
10 miles, 20 miles, the city limits of where you live, your mm-hmm. county limits, the state border. And if
How about
it's the
my
state
street?
Border...
How about my street?
Well,
is it better to buy from the next door neighbor as opposed to the guy two streets over?
Right. And if it's the city, why not the county? If it's the county, why not the entire state? If it's the entire state, again, we live 20 miles roughly from Vermont and Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and we're 110 miles from the seacoast of New Hampshire.
Right.
Should I drive out to the seacoast for seafood or go pick it up from the place in Brattleboro where they've got somebody that, like, brings it down the river.
I bet you nobody's going to answer your question, but it's a good question. The toll-free number here, if you want to try to answer it, is 855-450-FREE. How do you define local? 855, simple question. It may not be an easy answer. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Also, don't forget about AnyPay. If you are in the world of retail, you got an establishment that accepts credit cards, accepts cash, and you want to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash and Zen and some others, then get on over to AnyPay.global and get signed up. It's a very easy sign up. There's no actual application. There's no process. It's just you choose a username and password, and you're into the site. And then you put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the appropriate place in the back end, load the app on your point-of-sale device. You're done. You're ready. You're accepting cryptocurrency that fast. It is really easy, and it's super slick. Go check it out for yourself. Try it out. It's free, by the way, for merchants over at anypay.global. That's anypay.global. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we're talking about the buy local mythology. We got Sam on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sam. Hello? Sam in New York?
You mute?
I don't know if the board op has him turned up, or maybe he fell asleep. We don't know. Sam going once. Sam going twice. We'll put Sam back on hold, see if he can come to the phone a little bit later. Let's try Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Okay, two calls in a row. There's probably something's probably going wrong at the board. Let's just make sure it's not our ISDN connection. Tom? All right. So instead, we're going to the on-air call-in line rooms where JoJo is on the line. JoJo, go ahead.
Oh.
Hey, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I want to talk about Bitcoin with you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
Do you guys think Bitcoin is going to be stable?
Well, I don't think it's going to be stable anytime soon. I know a lot of people want that from Bitcoin, but I don't think Bitcoin's going to give it to them. I mean, I'm not good at predicting anything. I can't predict the future. But if you go based on the past, it doesn't look like Bitcoin's going to be settling down anytime soon.
Well, it
soon.
Also depends on how you define stable, and if you consider that, you know, any commodity, or any commodities really stable? The price of gold and silver fluctuates daily. The price of the euro compared to the U.S. dollar fluctuates daily.
The stock market fluctuates.
Stock market fluctuates daily, minute by minute, really.
Sure, but, I mean, one of the critiques of...
What do you mean by stable?
Like, do you think the price will go up or down?
Yeah, it's going to go up and it's going to go down.
If the price goes up and down, that's not stable.
Yeah, well, it goes
that's
up and
down. The price going up and down, is the same thing that happens on the stock market and
maybe you mean going from 10,000 to 20,000 and dropping back down to 5,000.
I got one more thing, guys.
Yeah.
So maybe the was that another Chinese?
That was some kind of donkey noise, I think.
Cheap piece of plastic toy that makes noises.
I don't know what it was. I don't want to ask him what it was. But to the issue at hand, is Bitcoin going to go up or down? Well, we don't make predictions here.
Yes, it will either go up or down.
It will do both. I'll go out on a limb and say that Bitcoin
will likely do both.
Probably in the next 10 minutes.
It will likely do both. It will definitely do one or the other.
Yes, that's. I think you can be guaranteed. It's almost certainly not going to stay the same price because it's constantly being traded all around the world.
Unless giant meteor hits us in 3, 2... Nope.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If all human life ceased, then all Bitcoin trading prices would stay very still for a very long time because nobody would be alive to trade it. But yes, Bitcoin is, as you pointed out, it is a commodity, but it's also supposed to be a currency. And one of the critiques, the valid critiques of Bitcoin is, well, if it doesn't have a stable value, then it's not that useful as a currency. That if you can't count on it to be a certain value, then people are not as likely to use it as a currency. And I think that's a valid critique of it right now. So right. I understand the desire for why people want to see it settle down. I get that. They want predictability. But on the other hand, one of the nice things about Bitcoin is it has the potential of going up. And it has, over time, gone up significantly. It's down right now compared to what it was 2 weeks ago, but it's up compared to what it was 2 years ago.
Right.
So, and it's way up compared to what it was 10 years ago. So it's certainly nowhere near its peak from December of 2017 of $19,000-$20,000. It's at around $4,400 today.
And you bring up a good point, Ian, about it being about people actually using it. I hear you have some ads here on local radio here in Keene, and people actually respond on local radio to those ads. And
are they?
The last one that I heard was these crazy Bitcoiners. You know,
wait, somebody called the local radio show about that advertisement
and said, Who the hell wants to invest in something like Bitcoin that was 20,000 last year and now it's only 5,000?
Uh-huh.
And because that's their mindset, they only see it as an investment.
Right.
They don't actually see it as something they could use and pay actually less as far as transactions are concerned.
Right.
And the fact that it's instantaneous and you can make transactions across the globe just like that. And you can actually cut out a lot of the bank, you can cut out the banksters and you can cut out the credit card companies and a lot of the other middlemen, just like that. It's one-on-one transaction. They don't see it. They don't see that. They only see it as an investment.
So you're saying dude called in to the morning show?
Correct.
And what was Danny's response, the morning show host?
He was back and forth. He's like, well, you know, what did he say? Something to the effect
I wish
that,
you would have told. How long ago was this?
A couple days ago.
Oh, really?
He said, he has some friends who are big into the Bitcoin.
Danny said that.
Yeah. And he said it's a 24/7 job for them, mm-hmm. and that they're always on top of it, and that's all they think about, and they eat, sleep, live Bitcoin.
A lot of them do. It's definitely true. It's easy to get in deep into the world of Bitcoin.
And those are the, and so he's also probably in the same opinion that it is an investment, like the stock market.
Right. He's not actually considering
taking it down to your local diner or your haircutter or your corner store here and actually purchasing something with it, which is just wonderful.
I love the fact that Bitcoin is as big as it is here in Keene, where we're doing the show. It's Keene, New Hampshire, one of the cities in the world that is the most, I would say, successful at getting local adoption as far as local businesses actually accepting it as a currency. And that, I think, is really important. And I think the more people that we can get to move here as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration, the more of them that are into cryptocurrency, the better. Like, if you love freedom and you don't care about crypto, you should still move to New Hampshire. But if you love crypto and freedom, then you really ought to move to New Hampshire, because there's no better place, to actually spend it in real life. It happens here. In fact, the radio ad you mentioned, I hadn't actually mentioned them on the air yet, because I don't talk a whole lot about those campaigns. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are doing radio advertising in the local Keene area.
It's reach out. You're trying to...
Yeah, to promote the new Bitcoin Embassy, actually, which this guy who called should have taken the course, because there's a Bitcoin 101 course that Chris Reitman, who's our Thursday night co-host, has been doing, where he's doing it for free, or it's donations. So if you can't afford a donation, you can come and take it for free. If you can throw him $20 afterwards, I'm sure he'd appreciate it, that kind of thing. So, that guy should, whoever he was, I wish I'd have known about it, because I should have called Danny up and said something about it. Anyway, more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News.
Rain is falling in Northern California, which is helping provide relief to the firefighters battling the deadly campfire. All the rain does mean there's a possibility of flash flooding. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort. This is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
Airports across the country are jammed with holiday travelers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaks to an extremely busy SkyCap who tries to stay upbeat at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They're having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts.
Hello, NXG 2005.
The latest issue of Amplify, a digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories.
I have a little bit of a question.
To everyone who texts up 77.
This isn't the same dude that's...
At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Whatever you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We believe the phones have been fixed, so we are going to get back into the phone calls here in just a moment. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Also, I want to thank Philip Hoffmeister, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, for helping out the show for $10 a month, because that's what a Gold Amplifier does. We asked for five. He's doing 10. Really appreciate that. You can become an amper over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there, and you can sign up for $5 a month, and you get access to some cool perks that other normal listeners of the show don't receive, like the Amp Only Facebook group, the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, their special forums or special chat rooms on our Discord chat. So get the full list of benefits over at amp.freetalklive.com, and then you can get signed up with credit cards as well as PayPal and also Bitcoin BTC. AMP Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations out there, bring new listeners on board with the show, and we appreciate it. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and to the phone. We got Sam on the line in New York. We believe the phones are working. Sam, are you with us?
Yes.
There you are. All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, great. Okay, so it was about the buying local thing.
Sure.
Basically, around here in upstate New York, Rochester specifically, we consider, like, buying local or selling local, like, small businesses. So it might not be actual product that's local, but like we have a grocery store like that's only in a few states. It's not like across the U.S. So it's sort of local, but not really. They actually have like produce that's local, and they'll tell you like what farm it came from in your local area. Yeah. So
what grocer is it?
That's what we consider Wegmans.
Okay, gotcha. I've heard of them.
So they're like a co-op.
They go from New York down to, I believe, Virginia is as far south they go, and there's like maybe 30 stores.
You don't have to be a co-op to source local foods coming in. There's, I was at the State House in New Hampshire one day. They were having a, like, every now and then companies and or interest groups will, like, sponsor luncheons for the state reps. And so there was a luncheon that was being sponsored where you can go in and just get free food. It's pretty sweet when those days happen. But anyway, Walmart was actually the sponsor of it. And the purpose of the sponsorship was to show the state reps all the locally made products that they sell inside New Hampshire Walmarts. So they had, like, a toilet paper manufacturer or something like that that was manufacturing in New Hampshire. And so they were kind of showing off, hey, look, even though we're this big mega corporation, we're still sourcing some of our products locally. And so it's not a surprise to hear that a regional grocer chain would also be doing the same thing. So, Sam, when you say it's about buying from a small business when you hear the term buy local, is it better to buy from a small business across town or across the state or halfway across the country? Does that matter? Does the actual physical proximity matter as well?
I don't believe so. I think it's just, you know, within your region. If you consider, you know, the county your region, then within that region, any small business within that area.
So outside, though,
what do you consider to be the region around where you live?
I consider Monroe County my region. So any small businesses in Monroe County, because they're just easy to get to.
What's
you know,
the county
I'm not
that
going...
borders? What's one of the counties that borders Monroe County?
There's Wayne County, there's...
Well, what if you live, like, right next to the border in Monroe County? Are you then supposed to go across Monroe County to go to a local business that's all the way across the county when you could just go over the county line next door and go to a business in the next town over?
I mean, I would still consider it local if it's a small business that's within close proximity to my house.
So what about, like, a local Applebee's that is owned by a
franchise?
It's a franchise.
That's a chain restaurant.
But it's locally owned.
But franchisees are generally locally
based. It might
be
locally owned, but they're not selling anything that's local. They're not selling anything or advertising anything that's local to the region or the area you're in. It's a chain restaurant.
Coffee?
So what?
Do you drink coffee?
Yeah. I'm not a heavy
drinker. That's not locally sourced. Even if you buy it from, you know, like a local coffee shop, coffee is imported from, you know, other countries.
Same thing with avocados.
Right.
And oranges.
Well, yeah, just like when I was talking about Wegmans, their local produce might be like we are a big apple state. So, like, certain strains of apple around our area will be in our area Wegmans, and it'll say what farm they came from. So
if Applebee's had some steak that was slaughtered out of local cows, then would you consider it local?
I would still consider it a chain restaurant, I guess. Because, I mean, that's one thing out of the whole... I mean, it's a chain restaurant. It's not a mom-and-pop
diner
down the
street. You know a lot of the local restaurants source from the same food provider, right?
Right.
Restaurants... Have you ever seen the Cisco trucks around town?
I actually drive tractor-trailer, so that's actually funny you ask. Yeah, I see them very often.
You're familiar with Cisco, then?
Yeah.
So you know that Cisco and U.S. Foods, as I understand it, are the two major... but the two major food providers for restaurants of all shapes and sizes as far as...
What's funny is actually in my area, there's Palmer's Food, and they are a local family. Like, I actually used to be friends with the daughter of the guy who owns the company. So he's a local company that sources a bunch of these local... restaurants, even chain restaurants sometimes, it depends. Just like you said, it could be a franchise, Applebee's, and they might say, okay, we want the local stuff from Palmer's versus Sysco or U.S. Foods.
I think the purpose of this conversation is to show that there aren't real firm lines here and that all of it has to do with however somebody feels in a given moment. Not that there's anything wrong with following your feelings and, you know, your gut instinct on how to do things, but there's no real firm anything in this. You know, do you shop closer or farther away? Is it based on price? Is it based on you knowing
the
person?
Well, I think it depends on who runs or owns the place. So, like, if my money is going to a franchised Applebee's, Applebee's is getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting most of the money.
You're getting
most
a portion of it. Probably not even
right.
Most of it, because a franchisee wouldn't get into a franchise if they had to pay the majority of their revenue to the mother company. They would, you know, franchisees, they pay a certain licensing fee in order to get the franchise, basically.
Right.
And
right.
Along with the licensing
there's a fee for basically using the name.
The logo and the whole thing. That benefits you in a lot of ways because, you know, it's the turnkey operation and you're opening
right.
up this name that people are already familiar with. You have to do it in a certain way that's accepted, right? Like, you can't just be a rogue franchisee. You're under contract.
Right.
You've got to do the things the way they say. You've got to participate in most of their promotions.
Right,
although,
like, you couldn't open up a McDonald's as a local franchise and then sell spaghetti instead of Big Macs.
True. And
you could add spaghetti to the menu, but it could not replace the, you know, McDonald's item that they say.
Yeah, no one would shop there.
Yeah.
Or no one would eat there.
With
a local diner, though, like, all of your profits are going to the person who owns the place. Like, you know, your mom and pop diner going to the old man, the old woman, the old couple, whatever that is owning the building, who has been operating it for years, that's been in their family, kind of thing.
Well, at least after American Express or Visa or whoever takes their cut of the sale.
American Express, oddly enough, is the main sponsor of something called Small Business Saturday.
I've always found that
ironic.
That
is the day after Black Friday.
Right, and they've actually got a whole campaign around Buy Local that American Express is running. Which is, you know, particularly ridiculous and silly. Sam, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts on this. I'm not saying there's right or wrong answers here. There's just answers that you can easily poke holes in. That's all. I'm not saying those answers are wrong. It's all based on how somebody feels. Like, oh,
right.
I feel like I should shop in my county.
Do what makes you feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what life is about.
As long as you're not hurting your neighbor.
Exactly.
Doing that.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you're not hurting your neighbor by saying, hey, look, Tom, the deal's better across the country.
Yep.
I got to do what's right for me. And again, that benefits the community when you get a better deal.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, we are going to be here throughout the holidays. Daryl, you're going to be live tomorrow night.
Yes.
With the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live, where, again, we're live throughout every holiday, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving or, you know, you name it. We're going to be here for you because, you know, we like what we do. And we're here all 7 days a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us over at freetalklive.com, even if we're not on your local radio station at that time. It's Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio tonight. We can continue with your calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know that Anarchapulco is coming up sooner than you think. It's 3 months away, and that sounds like a long time, but it's really not. And so don't let it sneak up on you, because if you wait too long on Anarchapulco, it's likely going to sell out. Given that 2018 was a complete sellout, they're increasing the number of tickets for 2019, and they're increasing the amount of space. They're taking over the entire resort this time around. But Ron Paul's coming back, which means it's probably going to sell out again. They're over two-thirds of the way to being sold out at this point. And I can tell you, I know how events tend to work. It tends to be that the bulk of the sign-ups come toward the end of the time frame.
Yes.
So given the fact that two-thirds of them are already sold, and we're not even, you know, we're 3 months out at this point, we're not at the end. So there's going to be a rush toward the end. You don't want to miss out on this. If you're planning on going, or if you've been thinking about going, think real hard, because you can get a special discount by being a Free Talk Live listener. Just go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, and you get that discount on your tickets. You'll be able to see some great speakers like Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Larkin Rose, and others over at Anarchapulco in Acapulco, Mexico. It's February 14th through the 17th in 2019. We will be there broadcasting from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you, and you'll get to see some great speeches from all kinds of cool people, and more importantly, meet some of the cool attendees of the event. They're coming from all around the world. It really is an international, very libertarian, very voluntarist, very anarchist kind of an event, and you ought to check it out. Anarchapulco.com, February 14th through the 17th. Let's continue and take more of your calls and thoughts. We've got Vernon on the line in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Top compliments to an excellent after show last night. I thoroughly enjoyed it, especially the part where, and I don't know if I can repeat, so just stop me if I start getting a little too graphic, but that part with the female that took the lead mic and she started talking about Adderall and all of that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. There was a lot of talk of drugs and sex last night on the Free Talk Live after show, which was Twitch only. So you'd have to go to twitch.lrn.fm to see that.
That's not the only place that you can see it. Apparently, there is a porn site that someone uploaded the video to.
I heard about that. So, yeah, there's a porn site that you can see it on, too.
Does Twitch and Adderall go together? Twitch.
I guess.
Adderall and sex, excuse me.
I have no idea. I don't have any experience with it, but there was some talk about it last night, so I wasn't really privy to the whole conversation on that one.
Oh, and then it got even more graphic with some other stuff, but yeah, it was just...
Right.
It was just a completely other side of Free Talk Live I've never even heard before. That was great. So I just wanted to thank you all for that. And also, I just wanted to also say, I hope that if we have any more driving tips or any more pedestrian tips or anything, that if those are quick calls tonight, we move on to other better topics. Thank you all.
Thanks for the call, Vernon. I appreciate it.
Hold on. What about driving pedestrian tips?
Is he referring to Sarah?
He's referring to Sarah and also a call from Gene, the Christian anarchist, who had driving tips on his call last night.
Well, a lot of people will be driving over the weekend.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Holidays.
A lot of people drive tomorrow, right?
Well, some people started driving today.
Yeah.
AAA estimated 50 million people are going to travel over the weekend starting today.
Well, I mean, presumably a lot of people want to get there before Turkey Day.
Why can't you
presumably?
Guys, why can't you people just visit locally? Like I do.
Well, I
you
think...
Why do you got to go to Florida?
Hold on. So AAA is not saying 50 million people are driving to Florida.
All over the country.
Their estimate was that number of people would travel at least 2 hours. So, mm-hmm. One of the things that you could do to try to avoid some of the bottleneck and the traffic is drive really early in the morning or really late at night. Which, depending on when you normally go to bed, might be the exact same time.
Yeah, but if you're traveling to Florida, then if you're going to do it straight, you're going to be traveling at all times because it's more than 24 hours to get down there.
Right, if you can plan your trip hit the high population areas at like 3 o'clock in the morning, less traffic in D.C.
Better to
and
go
New
through
York
New York
at 3
City
a.m.
at 3, yeah, sure, for sure. So if you want to comment here, you can. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening. It's about the migrant caravan that is at the border now of the United States. So all these people want to get into the United States, and there is some people who are opposed to this on the idea that there's not enough jobs in the United States for a lot of people in the United States who are looking for work. And I just want to debunk that one. You can also debunk the myth that immigrants take jobs that local people don't want, because the reason they don't want them is because they don't pay very well, and without immigrants to fill them, they'd have to pay more. But these people, there would be plenty of jobs immediately, an abundance of new jobs with the stroke of a pen if the state of California would simply wipe out all of the local zoning restrictions. There would be an abundance of new jobs in demolition and construction, removing dilapidated buildings with lead paint and aluminum wiring, and they would clean up the asbestos as best as they can, and then put in new jobs, put in new apartments, and the landlords would have to compete with each other to get tenants, and they'd be scrambling, and, rents would go way down, and stuff like, the humongous ripoff that is not widely, in the minds of a lot of people is you want to add an apartment house, they make you add a parking lot. And, of course, people who don't have a car wind up having to pay for the parking anyway as part of their rent. And that's a humongous ripoff for people who don't even have a car. And you wipe out the zoning restrictions. Suddenly people can live closer to where they can work and shop and gather to drink together. And so things would be a lot safer.
So what you're saying is, to encapsulate this, fewer restrictions on commerce, like zoning, for instance, fewer restrictions on where and how people can live would allow for easier integration into society by immigrants.
It would mean an abundance of new jobs. And that would, a lot of people would suddenly have a job. Everybody who's already got a job, but they're paying half of their income in rent. Suddenly the rent goes down, they have money left over. So
you're saying this would help everybody? This would help everybody across the United States?
not the multimillionaires who would have to look out their bay windows and see working class people. And it wouldn't help the bigots who don't want minorities.
No, it wouldn't. Multimillionaires could still live in their own, you know, gated neighborhoods and look out the window and see whatever it is they want to see, because they're multimillionaires and they can buy whatever kind of property they want to buy as far away from anybody else as they want.
Right, and with some people that, you know, want to be secluded, just buy all of the lots anywhere near their house so that they don't have neighbors.
Exactly. But I see what you're saying, Tom, and it's a great point.
Now, well, let me point out that it would also not help some of the developers who make their living bribing the local zoning people to get a variance, so now they can make lots of money. And one of the sentiments, by the way, that the liberals have about taxes and welfare is, you know, the reason we're just going to put in these taxes, and rich people who got their money by gaming the system, they got picked for everything from agricultural subsidies and alcohol licenses all the way down the alphabet to taxi medallions and zoning variances. Well, we're just going to tax some of their ill-gotten gains and give people money who are poor, but take away those ill-gotten gains by removing the underlying laws. And also, you know, I think when they have zoning restrictions, they figure, well, you know, there's also lots of welfare for people who can't afford to pay these high rents. There will be welfare programs for them. This is one of the high costs of welfare, is that it allows bureaucrats to get away with nasty stuff like zoning restrictions. One in the back of people's minds, if you can't afford the high rent, there will be welfare to bail you out.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Of course, you know that corporations get welfare in a big way. Obviously, welfare is something that most people talk about when they're, you know,
talking about food stamps.
Discussing, right,
corporate welfare far exceeds food stamps.
They're all bad. I mean, all forms of welfare are forced wealth redistribution, and forms of zoning are essentially, you know, forms of control, and they need to end. So I will agree with Tom that zoning needs to get thrown out and gotten rid of. Unfortunately, once something like that gets effective, it's hard to get rid of it.
Including government-run code ordinances, code.
All of that stuff.
All of that. But I mean,
zoning, code.
But especially zoning.
Yeah.
Ethanol subsidies.
All of it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Tom did say that the migrants are closer to the border now. We haven't done an update on that story in quite a while either.
And the Mexicans want them out. Mexicans are up in arms.
Well, I don't know if all of them do. There's more coming up here.
The ones,
usually
the
people
ones
are
on the border.
Of different opinions on these things. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.